honest. Most satisfying goal in your career yet?
I scored a similar one, I think, when I was in Atlanta against Salt Lake, 90th minute, like that. So it's close, but it's one of them, for sure.
Coach, I just spoke with Pepe Martino, and he said that Atlanta will lose that game either on the last 5 minutes or in the 30 minutes of the extra time because you guys were just on top of them. How satisfying is for you and your staff to have a coach say something?
For us, it's important. For the coach's staff, for the players, because they deserve this night. After I talked with the guys, I said this is a dream for us. But dream doesn't cost nothing. We have to continue to believe. We can arrive, I don't know where, but we go. After, I don't know where we can arrive.
Last week you asked that you wanted a big crowd for this game in Atlanta. You got the big crowd. How did it have that atmosphere and play in that atmosphere?
This is good. This is football. If you go an actor in a theater, work there without people, it doesn't make sense. We are in the same position. No people, no supporters, we stay at home. Simple. But I hope we continue to have this kind of people every game.
Mr. Poco, this game has for you many things. A penalty, then a wonderful goal, and all the game fighting for a win, as the coach said. Can you explain about that?
I would say that, Costa Pique, they came in the game 2-2, but as coach said, we know if we get a chance, we get opportunity, we're gonna make something happen, and that is what we were looking for. And if you guys can tell, we created a lot of opportunities that we could have finished the last, the last pass or the finishing or something. It was just about time, for us to believe and just defend well as a team, not concede another goal. But we know for sure we were going to get there, and we were going to get the 3 points.
Coach, you were looking like you were going to put Martinez in, and then you pulled him back. What was the thought process to put him in, and what was the thought process to pull him back?
The problem is I was changing Pogo. This is it's good. This is someone stopped me. But I tell you something, next game I play with Martinez, the other 10. Martinez, for sure, in Carolina. I don't know, captain, but maybe captain. For sure.
Coach, the chance to manage a game against a manager like Tata Martino, I know the players are excited because it's a chance to go to the quarterfinals. Did you, as somebody in your first manager position, is that exciting for you to manage against someone of that quality?
No, but to play against Tata Martino for me, it's an honor, a pleasure, because it's something more. I have just learned about with him. But sometimes, last 2 games, he was a little bit tired. We didn't play a good football today, too, for me. The possession was not clean, and we suffered a lot. Now, if we close the league, next game, I have time to rest, give the rest to the players, and recover some player I didn't put in this part of the season.
Coach, good night. When the game was draw 2-2, what happened in your mind? What did you thought in this moment? You think like maybe you're gonna lose the game, or what happened in your mind in this moment?
No, I tried to win. I thought to put Martinez, because if we stay close to the box for a long time, for sure we lost the game. We lose the game. But I don't know. After we change again, before we play 4-4, 1-1, I change again, we start the first minute. Sometimes we have to be lucky too.
Nasha, everybody in this room's reaction was pretty much the same when they saw the starting 11 for Atlanta United. three notable names everybody thought would play weren't on the sheet at all. Was that something that surprised you and something that maybe altered your game plan at the last minute against that squad you had to play tonight?
No, they change a lot of players because they have a terrible schedule. They play this month for them is terrible. They don't have a lot of players for me. And for them, I think most important is the league. But this is the life.
From Michelle and Kayvon.
Hi, congratulations. You've played in MLS and now you're coaching in this league. A lot of the guys on your team were saying this was a statement game to show you've won two games in a row now over MLS teams. Can you just talk about what it means for an NASL team to beat two MLS teams back to back?
For us, it's important. It doesn't matter if they play in MLS and we stay in NASL. Try to give every time the same importance to the game. But sometimes, it's, today, Tata Martino was at the bench. For us, it's wow. You know what I mean? For us, this is good.
Both goals against were on dead ball situations. I mean, penalty, of course, this is from a run of play. The other thing is this, were you getting, is there anything that from your days in Italy, and you played for a couple of teams, you played a few cups, that you could have, that you told the players that maybe helped in this situation or helped you prepare mentally, and were you getting ready for an extra 30 already?
About what happened in my country when I play, I try to don't say nothing because if I compare every time with my past, say when I play, it doesn't make sense. Sometimes I don't. But for me, I came in this country, I had to forget my past. If I wanna learn something, if I think I'm in my country, I play for I have AC Milan players, I can't coach. I'm happy. I have a very good team. This is the best team.
Boku, the third goal might look like a breakaway. Maybe it's a breakaway, but I've seen you guys train. And that's something, the first touch that started and played in the pathway is something that you guys train. How satisfying is that, all the work that you put in based off at this moment of the tournament?
It's a play that coach always tell us when the ball gets open. Just attack the back line. If you guys can remember, I think we did a similar play against, I think, one of the league games, and we did a couple, but, you know, it didn't pull off. And as soon as I saw Pino changing from that side, I know it was on. I know it was on. As he said, I know I was dead in the game, but as soon as I saw that play, I said, okay, this is the last minute. I got to go with everything that I have. And as you said, it's something that we always work on and we always do our training. So it wasn't something, you know, special that everybody knows that play. And, you know, it worked today. So as I said, thanks to the guys again. Thanks to the guys.
You feel that was your reprieve? You committed a penalty and, yeah,
the reprieve? Well, after it was 2-2, the game could have gone anywhere. But as I said, we believe. We always believe. And coach always says, sometimes the game doesn't win by, you know, fighting it. The mentality, you know, to fight and go again and again and again. You can tell we were just defending most of the time, the last maybe 15 minutes. But, you know, we take care of our chances and, you know, that finished the play.
Coach. Coach, you had a couple of players that don't normally take shots at goal today, taking shots at goal like the Hood. And Bernstein, was that part of your game plan, or did it just turn out that way?
No, I don't.
Red scored today. No, in the box is dangerous, but we don't try everything. Sometimes, because I have good players, they decide they have a good decision because they have football, but not for me. Because of me, because they have before.
Poku, tomorrow you join your national team to play the U.S. How big is that for you?
It's big. It's big. You know, Ghana against the U.S., it's another big game. And playing for the country, too, it's a really big opportunity for me. So I'm excited. I'm excited to join them and, you know, see what happens on Saturday.
Okay, last question.
Next, I wanted to ask you, last year, the Strikers were in the same position as you are. They classified for this same game. I don't know how the Chicago finish. I don't know if you know.
I think they're
still going? One more?
I'm sorry?
Still going?
It actually, an offside was just judged after Cincinnati scored, so it's still no. Sorry.
What do you think the advantage is you having the game here and not having to travel all the way to Chicago, like the Strikers did last year?
It was important to play at home. It's much better because when we travel, it's far. And at home, we have our supporters. It's very important. We try to do better than Strikers this season. Maybe it's, if we, no?
Yeah,
first
win.
Time in the history. Yeah. And I said, we try. We stay here. I don't know what happened.
I'm right now.
Would you prefer?
MLS or it's the same. Doesn't matter. We stay here, who come, we are in.
And the score is 1-0.
What?
Cincinnati.
No. They ruled the goal offside. So
oh, really?
0-0.
0-0.
ESPN still shows one. All right. Any last questions?
How many chances on goal did it generate today? I mean, you had a lot, no?
Yeah,
there were 16 shots?
For us? Today?
I have one for both of them.
14 or 16 shots, and I think there were 8 on frame.
Chance to play for, talking about obviously it's a big deal to play for your country. In the U.S., Ghana is kind of considered a rival of the United States. Is that kind of a reciprocal feeling? Do you kind of consider the United States to be kind of a rival team or just another team that it's great to play?
Well, it's always been like a rivalry game. You know, the Ghana and the U.S. And second, for me, it's a big opportunity to play in a game like that. You know, I'm hoping and, you know, that I can get a chance to play in that game because it's a big game. It's a big game. And for me, it's a big chance to wear your national team jersey and play for your country.
Thank you.